Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're taking the complex, sprawling world of the tools you use every single day, Microsoft 365, and we're going to distill it down to the actionable insights you need right now. Mm-hmm. Our mission is pretty simple. We want to abstract those nuggets that help you, the listener, stop throwing money away and finally maximize the ridiculously powerful toolkit you already own.
And most people don't even realize how powerful it is.
Okay, let's just unpack this right away with a figure that might make you wince a little. Across the board, many organizations are wasting a staggering 30 to 40% of their M365 investment.
It's a huge number.
That's not just inefficient. That unused capacity, it just compounds into thousands and thousands of dollars annually, draining budgets without giving you a single moment of value.
And that waste figure is the entire argument for optimization. I mean, if we define M365 optimization, mm-hmm. it's just the strategic management of your cloud services.
Right.
It's designed to eliminate that 30 to 40% of unnecessary cost while maximizing feature use and, critically, user productivity.
And it's more than just the money, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. What's often overlooked is that optimization enhances collaboration and security just as much as it saves money.
Yeah.
Too many people still think of M365 as just Word and Outlook.
Yeah, they ignore the entire operating system they've bought into.
Exactly.
And to make that waste really hit home, let's talk real dollars for a second. If you're running high-tier licenses, you're paying for Enterprise E3 at around, what, $36 per user a month?
Per user, per month, yeah. And E5 is even higher.
E5 soars up to $57. Now imagine wasting almost half of that every month. For every single employee.
The urgency becomes very, very real.
So if the leak is that bad, where is the money actually draining away? The first step has to be the audit, right?
Always the audit.
And this is where it gets really interesting because the waste often comes from, well, inertia. It's not malice.
Right. It's just businesses overlooking these extremely common, almost lazy mistakes that stop value.
So what are they?
We consistently see three specific sources of cash just draining away. The most obvious one is inactive users.
Former employees.
Former staff. Contractors. Interns. You know, people who left 90 or more days ago, but still have an active, high-cost license assigned to them.
So they're just costing money. No value.
Purely costing money. And often, nobody even notices.
And then there's this kind of fear factor, which leads to the second major issue over licensed users.
This one is huge.
So you have a marketing coordinator who only ever uses email and the core office apps, but the IT department, maybe fearing future complaints or complexity, defaults them to that expensive E5 license.
Happens all the time. You're paying for features like advanced e-discovery, compliance, analytics.
Things they'll never touch.
Never, ever use.
Mm-hmm.
It's license bloat based on, well, a desire for simplicity.
And the third?
The third source is duplicate accounts or, you know, licenses for seasonal workers, maybe some mismanaged aliases. But what's really fascinating is that businesses will default everyone to the same tier, say, E3, just to simplify things.
Just to make admin easier.
Right. They'd rather take a known financial hit than deal with the perceived complexity.
So if that fear of complexity is the root cause, is it really worth the effort to mix those license tiers? I mean, isn't the administrative headache of juggling E3 for one group and Business Basic for another just going to create more work for IT?
That's a great question, and the numbers answer it powerfully. Strategic license assignment based on actual job requirements typically reduces subscription costs by 25 to 35%.
Without hurting productivity.
Without impacting productivity at all. Yes, you can, and you absolutely should mix tiers.
So give me an example.
You might give your executives E5 for the advanced compliance and threat protection features, but the administrative staff, they might be perfectly fine with business standard or even basic.
And the admin effort to manage that is small compared to the savings.
Tiny. It's a huge return for overcoming a little bit of internal resistance.
Okay, that's a huge one. Now let's pivot from the cost waste, the money draining, out to the value waste. The features you've paid for but just aren't using. The astonishing truth here is that most organizations use less than 30% of their M365 subscription features.
And the real cost of that isn't just wasted feature fees. It's that you're often paying for redundant third-party tools to fill gaps that M365 already covers perfectly.
Okay, so let's run down that M365 already does that list because this is where the major consolidation savings live. Let's start with Microsoft Teams.
Okay.
Everyone uses it for video calls. What are they missing?
They're missing the fact that Teams is an integration hub. Beyond video, it seamlessly integrates task management, file sharing, and, you know, workflow automation.
So if you're still paying for Slack or Zoom.
You're paying for functionality that is already baked into your M365 license. You're subscribing to two versions of the same thing. Stop
Yeah.
doing that.
Okay, what about document management? I see so many businesses paying huge annual fees for dedicated systems for this.
And all the while, they have SharePoint just sitting there.
Right.
It's providing enterprise-grade version control, robust permission management, secure document libraries. It's included in almost every single M365 plan. Why bring in a third party? Another login? Another cost?
Here's one I hear about constantly: process automation. Companies paying for services like Zapier or similar tools without even realizing they have Power Automate.
Power Automate is a massive, low-code gem. It is designed to eliminate repetitive tasks. Think about that common friction point, like routing an expense report or getting approval for a new vendor.
The email chains.
Exactly. Instead of those manual email chains, Power Automate handles the workflow natively. You paid for the engine. Why are you pushing the car?
And you see the same thing with project management, right?
Absolutely. Planner and To-Do, they offer incredibly robust project management functionality, making subscriptions to, say, Asana or Monday.com redundant for most internal team management.
And finally, storage and security. People tend to split those up.
Right, and OneDrive is the perfect example. It gives you a terabyte or more of secure file storage per user.
Yeah.
Enterprise security controls. You don't need a separate cloud storage subscription for that.
And the security side.
And crucially, the higher tier M365 licenses include advanced security features like data loss prevention or DLP that organizations often pay specialty security vendors to provide separately.
It sounds like the greatest feature set in the world, but if people don't know it exists, it might as well be invisible.
Exactly.
Which brings us to training and change management to actually adopt these things and turn that expense into a competitive advantage.
Absolutely. The tech is useless if the human side isn't addressed.
And now let's talk about configuration chaos, because if people aren't using the tools because they're poorly set up, they find a workaround, and that's when security breaks down.
That's it.
Misconfigured environments create this daily friction that causes massive productivity loss, and critically, it drives employees to find those unauthorized workarounds. That just spikes your security risk.
And that friction is lethal to productivity. One of the most common issues we see is just improperly set teams' permissions. It prevents effective file sharing or communication.
Or the opposite.
Or overly restrictive SharePoint policies that force staff to use external, unapproved file transfer sites just to get their job done.
Or something as simple as poor email configuration through Exchange Online, leading to delayed messages or missed calendar invites. The digital plumbing is just broken.
And let's not forget search. M365 has incredibly powerful search functionality. But if the configuration is bad, it's rendered nearly useless.
Yeah.
Employees spend minutes manually hunting for documents they know are in there somewhere.
That's frustrating for sure. But the truly alarming part is the security implications of this bad setup.
This is the critical part.
We have to remember the concept here, the shared responsibility model. Microsoft secures the platform itself, right? The data centers, the infrastructure, but the organization secures the data and user access. The vulnerability is almost always on the user side.
That's the critical insight. The risk comes from configuration and access. The most common critical risk we see involves inadequate access controls. When you don't manage accounts properly, you get orphaned accounts.
Those old employees again.
Former employees,
Yeah.
contractors, they retain full access, and these become prime soft targets for attackers.
But the truly staggering finding in our source material is the failure of just basic defense. We're talking about multi-factor authentication, MFA.
That's right. MFA, which just means requiring a second verification step besides a password, remains disabled in approximately 60% of Microsoft 365 tenants.
60%.
60. This single gap dramatically increases the risk of compromise. Because if an attacker steals one password, they have immediate unrestricted access to your entire cloud environment.
It's like leaving the key under the digital doormat.
It is exactly that.
And if MFA is the front door lock, what about the digital bouncer data loss prevention?
That's a great analogy. DLP is the bouncer that stops sensitive client data or financial info from walking out the door in an email or a file link.
And this isn't just a good idea, it's often legally necessary.
Often legally necessary due to privacy regulations. Neglecting these policies means sensitive data can be shared externally with zero oversight. And this is coupled with overly permissive external sharing settings in SharePoint and OneDrive.
So what does that look like?
Security audits constantly reveal sensitive documents that are accessible via anonymous links created months or even years ago that were just never revoked.
Wow. Okay, optimization has become even more critical now that hybrid and remote work are standard. How does a proper M365 setup specifically support these modern work models?
Well, successful optimization creates a seamless experience no matter where you are while maintaining that essential security. First, Teams optimization proper channel structure, notification settings that prevents the crippling alert fatigue for remote workers.
Right. If your digital office is messy, people just stop using it.
They do. And you also have critical security controls like implementing conditional access policies. These are fantastic because they allow for sophisticated access control based on things like location or device state.
So, for example, it might require extra verification if you log in from a new city or an unfamiliar device.
Exactly. And then there's mobile device management, MDM, often via the Intune platform. It protects company data on personal devices, the employee's phone, their personal laptop.
So they can get their work done, but IT can still protect the data.
Right. They can securely access files, and IT can wipe only the corporate data if that device is lost or stolen. You can even prevent slowdowns. We see network optimization that avoids VPN bottlenecks for cloud traffic, giving remote workers fast, direct connections.
Okay, so we've talked about fixing waste, eliminating redundant tools, and shoring up security gaps. What does this all translate to on the financial spreadsheet? We need to quantify the impact, the ultimate ROI.
The ROI has four clear dimensions. Direct license savings are the most obvious. Right-sizing your licenses reduces costs by 25 to 40%.
But that's not the biggest number.
Not at all. The consolidation savings are the true force multiplier. Eliminating those third-party tools, video conferencing, storage, project management, that can save you $50 to $100 or even more per user per month.
That's money that just stops leaving your bank account every 30 days.
Every 30 days. And then there's risk mitigation.
Harder to budget for, but vital.
It's essential. The average data breach costs small to medium businesses $149,000. Proper security configuration, like just enabling MFA and DLP, prevents so many of the common low-hanging attack vectors that lead to these incredibly costly incidents.
And finally, productivity.
Finally, productivity gains. Reducing that daily friction, the time wasted hunting for files or troubleshooting, can save approximately 60 hours per employee per year.
60 hours? That's an entire week of productive time going back to revenue generation, not frustration.
Right.
And to measure success, you need clear metrics. License utilization rates, you should be aiming for 90% plus feature adoption rates, a reduction in support tickets.
Because things are just working better.
And security posture metrics like MFA adoption and DLP effectiveness.
This brings us to the final and I think most crucial point. Optimization is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time project you check off a list.
It's not set it and forget it.
Not at all. The data shows that companies treating it as continuous improvement achieve 30 to 40% better ROI than those who do a single audit and then forget about it for a year.
So if it's continuous, what does that management look like in practice? What systems need to be in place?
It needs structure. You need to establish a quarterly review process for license utilization, not just an annual check. You have to implement a systematic license reclamation policy.
So automatically flagging at active accounts.
Setting up automated flags to remove licenses for accounts inactive after, say, 30 to 60 days. And critically, always conduct thorough utilization reviews 60 to 90 days before your annual license renewal date.
So you have time to act.
That timing allows you to make informed decisions before you commit to another year of potential waste.
And we can't forget the people side. The technology only delivers value when people truly understand how to use it in their specific roles.
Exactly. The training has to be targeted. Effective training programs must be role-specific.
Yeah.
Your sales team needs different M365 skills than the accounting department.
But then those long, generic training sessions don't work.
They're useless. The focus should be on short, role-specific video tutorials, quick reference guides that employees can access right when they need them. It's what we call just-in-time training.
So what does this all boil down to? We've covered a massive transformation today. First, license waste is pervasive. It represents a 30 to 40% drain on your subscription cost, often just due to inertia. Second, those advanced features are hidden productivity boosters tools you're paying for right now that could eliminate dozens of expensive third-party subscriptions.
Right.
And finally, security rests entirely on configuration. Neglecting simple steps like enabling MFA or tightening DLT rules just means you are vulnerable.
And if we connect all this to the bigger picture, Optimization isn't just about tactical savings. It's about transforming your investment from a fixed, often wasteful expense into a unified, secure platform. It's designed to be a competitive advantage for modern work.
It turns a cost center into a value creator.
Exactly.
And that's the challenge for you, the listener. You know that you can mix license tiers based on roles to achieve immediate cost savings of 25 to 40%. But consider the long-term, ongoing savings that come from eliminating $50 to $100 or more worth of monthly third-party subscriptions by leveraging tools you already own, like Power Automate or Planner.
It's a huge difference.
So which savings opportunity are you overlooking right now? The quick one-time license win or the massive ongoing consolidation potential? And think about that 60% MFA failure rate too. Thank you for diving deep with us.